Rebecca Hernandez, 10770. Rebecca, REBECHERNANDEZ. This is a 55-year-old woman who comes in today with a complaint of sinus infection, facial pain, dizziness, tiredness, and feeling weak, period. In the paragraph, she's also been feeling dizzy. Her blood pressure has been dropping. She's right now taking olmesartan and atenolol. The atenolol is mainly for her palpitations, period. In the paragraph, she's lost 50 pounds. She's feeling like a new woman. Her cholesterol has come down to normal. She said her doctor that checked her blood work told her that everything looks normal. It's time for another blood work today, period. In the paragraph, she has mild vertigo related to her sinus infection, but also is having issues. Patient also is, because of her treatment with Monjura, she's lost 50 pounds and needing less and less medication. Period. In the paragraph, my goal today is to start the olmesartan. After 7 days, if the blood pressure is stable, we're going to cut the tenormin in half and slowly get her off both medication. If the blood pressure goes over 145 or 85 by systolic and diastolic, she'll call me right away. She's also taking Monjura 15 milligram once a day. Once a week that she will continue with at this time. Her symptoms of sinus infection have been present for the past 6 or 7 days. It started with allergy, and now started with low grade temperature, discolored sputum, and acute sinus infection associated with lymphadenopathy. Period. And if that patient has had minimal nausea, no dizziness, some leg pain, some leg swelling, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no history of thyroid cancer, no family history of thyroid cancer, allergy penicillin medication, which she's going to be on Monjura only at the end of the next month or so. Next one is blood medical problems, hypertension. Next one is C-section and colon surgery for colon cancer. As far as her colon cancer is concerned, she's seen an oncologist, and she has CT scan once a year now. She did not require radiation or chemotherapy. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. Last period was around 52. She has 3 children, 7 grandkids, family history, dad of CHF, mom is alive. Mammogram is due. She has an order from her doctor. Colonoscopy, of course, is done on a regular basis because of colon cancer. Eye exam is up to date. She's alert. She's awake. 155 pounds, down 55 pounds, 98.1, 99%, 20, 99, 105 over 53. Heart pulses, 1 pulse, 2 lungs, fear on abdomen, soft neck, shows JVD, skin shows, no rash, TMs are red, pushed in, fear is red and inflamed. Number 1, sinusitis, treat with Z-Pak, Madral, dose bag. Number 2, dizziness, multifactorial. Number 3, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Number 4, abdominal ultrasound shows no liver lesions. Fatty liver that she had previously is now resolved. Next number, kidneys look normal. Next number, did not see the ovaries, but the uterus looks normal. Next number, echocardiogram within normal limits. Next number, carotid ultrasound, which was done because of family history of stroke and hypertension, shows minimal blockage. Next number, I'm going to stop the olmesartan. Next number is check blood pressure. Next number is call me next week. Next number is if the blood pressure is stable, we will slowly take her off the atenolol at a half a tablet a day for the next week and then stop. Next number is see me in 2 months. Next number is obtain blood work. Next number is we'll call patient with the blood work. Next number is continue with Monjura 15 milligram at this time. Next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, she'll keep it logged on her blood pressure and bring it with her next visit. Thank you. And she knows when to call and let us know when it's elevated. Thank you.